Pod Culture, episode 359, There's No Schnick in the French Revolution, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture.
This next test is very dangerous. To help you remain tranquil in the face of almost certain death, smooth jazz will be deployed in 3, 2, 1.
Holy heaping helping of geekery, we're back with another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Christina.
Pause for dramatic effect because, well, it's only me, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah, we are short a few crew members here today.
We are.
Actually, the two shortest ones are here, and yeah. It's the other ones that we got to worry about.
And then there were three.
Yep. We had to eat the others.
Yeah, they
had to resort to cannibalism.
Dahmer, party of four.
The independents have us surrounded.
Dahmer, party of three.
Yes, they published that map of gun owners, and well, you know, everybody went straight for Glenn.
We never saw Glenn again.
I think I still have fire. What?
So, what has everyone been up to? Mr. Andy, it's been a little while. You were here with us in spirit.
I was here with you in spirit.
We talk about you all the time.
I was here in the Whovian spirit last time around. Could not actually make it for the actual podcasting, so I dropped off my Geek Cuisine contributions.
Much appreciated Geek Cuisine contributions.
And we're still working through some of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we are.
I'm trying not to eat them all at one time.
Bellies. Back at work after a winter break.
I'm sorry. Winter is over.
Yeah, no, winter is coming. Aww. Or, well, oddly enough, we were in a spot where, winter is not coming.
Yeah, it was like 65 degrees today or something. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I have a large, big, one of my foam fighting events tomorrow, and
it's
called Yule. I mean, it's the season thing. But their theme was, Westeros, winter in Westeros, a Game of Thrones reference. And one of my buddies posted on there, you know it's going to be 67 degrees on Saturday.
It's called acting.
Yeah, right. And, well, I immediately was the first to reply, wait, so winter is not coming? Thanks, Eddard Stark, you jerk. So, yeah. I'm going to have a geek-filled weekend. I'm podcasting tonight. I'm beating on people with foam weaponry tomorrow.
Pictures.
I hope so. I'll be too busy fighting.
I like the pictures that people I see in your timeline.
The hell, they jumping on a
trampoline
upstairs?
They've been moving furniture. No, I literally think they're moving furniture because I've heard it all day.
Oh, okay.
Like I've heard scraping, like either that.
The pitter patter feet in combat boots.
Shut up!
They're either killing people and dragging bodies or moving furniture. I don't know which.
This is where it's funny because I had got friends that live over on the Indiana side of the river and went to college and did all the goofy stuff with.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Worlds are colliding. He does shit with them.
That's true. Your whole universe is incestuous.
Well, this is Kentucky.
It is true.
No.
I tell no lie. I like it, though. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I bumped into last fall with a bunch of people. It's like, oh, yeah, you.
Yeah, because my friends Mike and Kathy are posting these pictures, and there's a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what?
Well,
what the fuck?
Okay, wait. Yep. If my friend Ryan,
up in Corydon.
Corydon. If my friend Ryan Sitko, I know he listens to TARDIS Interruptus because he's posted on the site, but we had gone to high school together, and all of a sudden I see the post on the TARDIS Interruptus site, and I haven't seen that name in almost 20 years. Oh my god, Ryan, how the hell are you? Like, and how odd that it is that he finds the podcast before he finds me. It's just cool.
Small world. It brought is. Together
no,
by the wonders
no,
of the
No,
internet.
No, no, no. Don't start singing.
I'm not. Well, that whole section about Disney and Star Wars and
a lovely bunch of coconuts.
What have you been up to, Miss Christina?
I'm trying to avoid having a freak out about some dental work that I have to have done.
That's what drugs are for.
Drugs and nitrous.
Xanax.
I'm taking the...
You say the nitrous for the car.
And what's my last name?
Point taken.
What kind of gas do you put in a car? Nitrous. So that's what I'll be having next week when I have my tooth pulled, and then I have to have a bridge put in, and I'm horrified by the whole process. But it was supposed to be an easy in-out, swap a crown, in-and-out, painless. I didn't even bring a Xanax with me because I'm thinking it's not going to hurt. I'm not afraid. I'm not nervous. I'm going to be fine. By the end of it, I'm in tears, and I have news that I have to have my tooth pulled, and I have to have like a bridge put in, and shit, I'm just not happy about it. But other than that, I've been watching a lot of television, some movies on Netflix, playing some games, shopping. I, too, will have a geek-filled weekend, podcasting today and hanging out with Elizabeth tomorrow for our we usually do, like, a birthday celebration in April because her birthday's 4 days before mine. So we usually have a celebration sometime in April. Usually ends up being in May, yes, but it's around our birthday.
But Skynet didn't go live on her birthday.
No, it went live on my birthday. But her birthday is tax day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which is worse?
IRS or Skynet?
Because if you have Skynet, that kind of puts the IRS to just second.
So we're celebrating our birthdays and Christmas on the same day, and I have all the souvenirs that I bought from England and France for her to give to her as well. So I'm excited to give them to her. And I'm excited to have a clean shelf because I've been stockpiling all the stuff in the bedroom since, you know, last Christmas.
What are you talking about last Christmas? Last April?
Well, I shop all year round because if I don't get it when I see it, I'll forget where I saw it. And then I'll lament not getting it when I saw it. So I learned my lesson. I buy it then and I stick it on a shelf. And when I need it, it's there. And so, yeah, I have an epic wrapping session going on.
Yeah. No, that's later on when they start that shit.
Sorry. So,
yeah, it's those of listeners that have heard me talk about our our upstairs
here
neighbors.
Here comes the rant session,
yeah.
Folks.
Yeah.
They've been better lately, though.
They have been quite better.
I haven't heard them rapping much. I don't know if they've got headphones or what now.
The rap has been a little better. They still haven't grasped the fact that the little people on the TV can't hear them.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the Sugar Bowl game was...
Oh, yeah.
Hella loud to like
it
1 o'clock.
See, I am all for supporting a sport if that's what you enjoy. If I was watching a football match in the middle of the night, which I did when the World Cup was, I think it was Germany.
You know, Germany
football, not
early.
Football.
And it was in the middle of the night, and I stayed up with Eric when he was very wee, and we would, you know, it's like
that
we got it.
In Japan.
That was probably it. We were getting all excited and loud, but we were in a house. And nobody heard us. If you live upstairs or downstairs from people who have jobs, that like regular 9-to-5 jobs, and it's after midnight and you're screaming like God only knows what, jumping up, I mean jumping and stomping and carrying on until the wee hours of the morning.
And if that's what you like to do, that's fine.
That's fine, but
go to a sports bar.
Or have a little bit of respect for the people that live around you. Because, I mean, the two people next to us have kids. And it's like, have a little bit of respect. I'm all for supporting what makes you happy. Do it. But just have respect for people that are around you.
Yeah, so they've taken...
Moderation.
Taking and to being sarcastic when I...
hit the broom. Yeah.
They stomp back. They don't stop. They just stomp back.
If I knew which cable outside was theirs, no. I'd wait till a climactic moment and snap the cable.
No. I believe in karma.
Bridgewater rolls out to his right. Goes back to throw. He's throwing a deep downfield and...
Exactamundo.
I don't know. See, I believe in karma and I like watching Doctor Who.
Long as we got an internet connection.
I believe
all
in
we
karma.
Need, sweetie.
I believe in karma.
I'm a University of Louisville grad and everything else. All my degrees ended up being from there, but I played soccer for them. But,
Look at the soccer field they got now.
It's really gorgeous. Pretty. Look at the soccer program they have now.
That's
my
good.
Gods, they're good.
When I went to U of L, that was nothing but like
wasteland.
Our soccer field was out behind that old baseball field over that bridge over Eastern.
Oh man, it was
in the back corner there. I mean, that was
the back 40.
Now that it's this huge, just really nice complex area.
All credit due to their athletic department.
Good deal.
I wish I were a student athlete now, as opposed to 25 years ago.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Boy, I set him up there.
Damn. Well done.
Touche, sir. Touche.
Chalk one up for the geek boy.
Yeah. Point and points.
Add one. Everybody else?
Points to anybody that gets it.
Yes. Because that is. Well, you don't almost have to be a theater geek to
get it. You would have to be a theater geek. Points to anybody that gets it.
Oh, I haven't been up to a whole heck of a lot other than this damn game that I am going to blame 100% on. Our VOG bosses.
Okay, I was going
to
say, it wasn't me.
No, I'm going to blame it on our VOG bosses, Bobby and Rob.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby from Bobby Backwell Show and Rob from Orange Lounge Radio.
Bobby.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm saying Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah.
We've become one. Bobby.
But yeah, it's game Forza Horizon.
It's beautiful.
I love racing games. I suck at racing games, but I like them because I can afford to wreck those cars.
Yeah.
Picked this up, about $35. Been playing it.
Liar, you told me it was $25.
$25, $35 after shipping.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, liar, you get Prime.
No, eBay.
Squirm.
Hella cheap compared to what a retail price for a game was.
Yes, normally $55 or $60 for a
right.
new game.
And it's totally worth it because it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's. I haven't done a great deal of racing in this game yet, but I've played many an hour in it.
I don't care.
I don't know.
Because it is, if you like designing characters or
you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Man.
This is going to be one of those games that is going to suck away all your time because there are so much that you can do customization to these cars.
Oh, this is going to be our whole gaming section, right?
Not just parts.
Save it for the show, right?
But just paint schemes and stickers and decals. And yes, there is a pod culture car.
And I may or may not agree with him later. So. Yes.
But yeah, that's what I have been up to other than trying to track down a couple of little weird driver quirks with the computer. But that's nothing new. So let's shut up the hell up and get into the show.
That was a short opening.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast. Part 1. The Quatermass Method. Simply recast a new actor in the original role. Hope that no one notices that a familiar character now looks completely different. This was also famously used in the James Bond film.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast at www.britishinvaders.com.
The holidays may have come and gone, but we haven't had a chance to podcast really since the holidays. We've done a couple of odd shows here and there, but we want to share a very special geek intel and some of the cool swag that we managed to get for Christmas.
Yes.
But one thing, I had to play this for Christina.
Because it's my favorite thing ever.
She starts giggling. We know who to blame it on.
Yep. I will be curdling milk all the way to China.
Probably would help if I turned the volume up, too.
He broke it already. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, I've been thinking. When life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade. Make life take the lemons back. Get mad. I don't want your damn lemons. What am I supposed to do with these? Demand to see life's manager. Make life rue the day it thought it could give Cave Johnson lemons. Do you know who I am? I'm the man who's going to burn your house down with the lemons. I'm going to get my engineers to invent a combustible lemon that burns your house down.
We had no endless amount of fun the other night.
I'm going to burn your house down with a lemon.
Combustible lemons?
as some folks know, I had the Nexus tablet, and Christina's mom had wanted a tablet.
She's been wanting a tablet for like a year, and I've successfully talked her out of one for almost a year. And she wanted to buy one before we went on vacation. I'm like, Mom, it's just something else you don't have room for in your bag. And so she says, oh, well, I want an iPad. I said, no, you don't. You want a Nexus. I said, because this is what Brad has. You already have an Android phone. You know, she has the HTC 1X. And she loves it. She loves it. And I said, get an Android tablet. This way, all your stuff is interchangeable.
They can talk.
Yeah. And so she wanted one, but it's like Dad was going to buy her one, and I just couldn't face him spending $300 on a tablet or $200 on a tablet. So Brad has been itching to buy the bigger one for a while now. So he said he'll sell his old one to her. This way, for less money, she can see how she likes it. I mean, she might not even really love it. I mean, she loves it. But, I mean, the theory was she could see if she likes it. And then, you know, in 6 months or a year, she can upgrade to a different one. You know,
if and not
she,
be out much
right,
money. Again.
Right. So she absolutely loves it. We sent it to her, and she absolutely loves it. She got online. She downloaded the PDF of the instruction manual onto her phone so she can have her instruction manual on her phone and play with her tablet. She's been really good about it. Like, I've been really impressed.
But so I got the 32 gig Nexus. They have one down at Staples. And, you know, we sold the other one, shipped it off to her mom. But I was like, okay, I've got all this other space now. I'm going to get some extra apps. So I was downloading all these different soundboards.
Oh,
and I'm sitting there in bed one night updating all these soundboards. And I start playing with the Portal one because Christina's seen me play the game and has heard it.
And Adam has quoted the demand to see Life's Manager part, and that's made me laugh. But I've never heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I thought she was going to pee the bed. She was laughing so hard.
It was like 2 a.m, and you know how it's funny, but it's extra funny, and you can't stop laughing when you're tired.
Mm. And you try to stop laughing.
That's how it went. And it's like, oh my god, I was laughing so hard. Demand to see Life's Manager. What did I do with Liz? I was, yeah.
Combustible.
I'm going to burn your house down with a lemon.
It was just so off the wall. And the Cave Johnson stuff in Portal 2 is awesome.
I'm looking forward to playing this game.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you get it? You've got it now.
You sent me the thing on Steam.
Okay. I couldn't remember which one I had sent you. Yeah, because at one time.
Oh, no. I think you sent me one.
One or two. No, it might be two, because I think I had one.
Whatever one you didn't have, you sent me. But yeah, and then I have the other one because at one point it was free on Steam.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Portal's a great game. But talking about stuff we got at Christmas, you know, we sent my old Nexus tablet to her mom for more or less Christmas.
Well, she New Year's. Had forgotten her. She had gotten some Doctor Who shirts when we went to the Doctor Who Experience gift shop and packed them in my luggage because she ran out of room in hers. And so, like, by the time I got back to Louisville, I realized, oh, shoot, these are not mine. Like, Mom, I've got your shirt.
She's like, score.
No, I wouldn't have kept her shirts. But, so I packed the tablet in with the shirts as packing and sent them off to her.
Had two boxes. Everything was too big to fit in one box and everything too big to fit in this other box. So I split it up, then taped the front of the boxes together.
She's like, it took me 10 minutes just to get the damn box open.
That was the point.
It was funny.
And it would take that long for anybody trying to steal shit, too.
Right, right. Well, I did it, like, registered.
We're going to steal from something that's easier to get into. Forget this.
I did it insured and certified and everything else. So somebody had to sign for it because I don't trust the punks next door that lived at my parents. I don't trust them.
And little koalas, open this end.
Right, right. Because she always finds a koala, and she'll send me pictures. Like, she'll take pictures of it doing stuff. And then she'll say, hi, Mom. It's been in the summer at Grandma's house. And it's super cute. So I drew little pictures on the side of the box saying, hi, Grandma. You know. makes her happy.
But one of the things that Christina got me for Christmas, and I don't know if this is geek cuisine or...
No, it was just a souvenir.
Is a Mountain Dew. But she bought it from the UK, so it's Mountain Dew Energy. Now, I'm thinking, I don't think it's an energy drink. I think that's just what they're calling normal Mountain Dew.
I mean, eventually we're going to have to drink it. So if you want to do it as geek cuisine, that's fine. But it's not cold.
Well, we'll stick it in the fridge. We'll come back and do geek cuisine.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to have to drink it.
That's true. But I like, because the bottle's not clear. It's
no,
kind of
it's
Mountain Dew colored.
That's why I liked it.
It's because it's radioactive.
You should have seen me trying to get it home. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I bet TSA loved that one.
Well, no, I put it in a plastic, sealed plastic, like, quart-sized bag, and then I wrapped that, and then I put it in another sealed bag.
How the hell the remote control for the thing?
It fell off the couch. Thinking, if this thing freezes in my luggage, and then decompresses, and everything gets wet in my luggage, I'm going to be pissed. So I packed it and packed it as well as I could.
Yeah, when I took all those kids back from Germany, I had all the wine and stuff in my damn
room.
No, you guys can't pack it. I have to pack it.
Right.
Here's my clothes.
Right. That's exactly what happened.
Most
my
of
mom.
My stuff is in the kids' bags, and I'm carrying home all their alcohol to bring it home to mom and dad.
I had a backpack full of stuffed animals because my mom couldn't fit them in her bag.
But it continue on with Hoovy and geekery.
I found a lot of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. This probably will make many a fangirl's dreams. Not one, but two, Rory Williams.
Rory Williams. Ooh. The one was a limited edition in the Doctor Who Experience store only, and they only had one. Like, he's come, I'm having me that, is what I said. I'm having that. And then I ordered one from Hoona.com.
Ding!
So we could have one to keep and have one to open.
There you go. And she got me, and I'll just show Andy this during a recording break or something. But it's not Doctor Who Legos, but it's kind of like Doctor Who Legos.
Hamleys? I got it at Hamleys.
But it's a TARDIS dematerializing mini set.
Has anybody...
So it's like a little Lego kind of style TARDIS, but it's clear, so it looks like the TARDIS is
halfway out.
Anybody could have a regular TARDIS. He had to have a dematerializing one.
And it comes with and looks like an exclusive painted Amy figure and the Doctor. And a little cardboard thing that you put inside of it while you're building, because once it's on, you're not going to get it in there, that looks like the interior. So if the door's propped like halfway open, it looks like the interior of the TARDIS.
Super cute.
It is quite cool. And a bazillion little damn stickers, which are a pain in the butt to get on. Trust me, I was swearing.
I miss my model building days.
Yeah,
model building. I miss those.
But not to be outdone.
I was no girly girl. I built me some models.
I was debating whether I'd save this for gaming or for geekery, but I'll save for geekery. So we have, she got me a slipcase for my DS of Miss Amelia Pond. And not only that, the stylus is the
Sonic screwdriver.
I couldn't pass that up. That was also at Hoona.com, and that's on sale right now, so get on it. And they have other covers, too, if you'd rather have somebody else. I think there's one of she and the Doctor, but I figured he'd want that one more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything of Souffle Girl yet?
Not yet. I'm having me that, too.
Mm-hmm. She'll buy a DS just for that one.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
And one of the coolest things.
I love my mom.
I've been wanting to get the Blu-rays of the Doctor Who stuff with the new, you know, ever since Matt Smith, they've been filming in high def. So it's just been gorgeous. But they only have part one over here. I'm like, you don't want to get part one because when they're done with the other episodes, I'll have a full season.
Yeah, then you got
it. So we didn't get it. But we do happen to have a Blu-ray player that has a little cheat code on it.
Or different regions.
Different regions.
Yep.
That's the only reason I bought the damn... Well, not the only reason. I want to save wear and tear on
it. Additional.
Yeah.
And be proud of me that I haven't bought a shitload of British comedies.
But she got me the Doctor Who Series 7 Part 1 Blu-ray set, and it's a special version of it, too.
Ooh, shiny cover of... Oh,
don't blink. Angels.
My mom and I were at the HMV, and... I went.
But you're cheating. You're shining it in my eyes.
Right.
I'm trying
exactly.
To.
He's going to start to turn to stone. And
I'll get sent back.
No, that's some other movies we'll talk about in a minute.
We were at the HMV, and I saw it there, and my mom's like, do you want me to get that for you guys for Christmas? Because I never know what to get you guys for Christmas. I said, yes, please.
Good call, Mom.
Yes, please. I love you. I love you so much. She goes, that'll be my present to you guys as a couple. I said, oh okay.
We don't need to be surprised.
I
thank
love you. I love you.
And, of course, first damn thing we watched, Asylum of the Daleks. Because, hello, some high-def Oswin.
Hell yeah.
She got me also one of the little kid Doctor Who
magazines
with an advent calendar and all that stuff, which we'll save for next year. But it's got a funny little card game in it that we haven't opened it up
to. But I saw the little Silurian animated thing on the deck of cards. I'm like, okay, we're...
Oh, my God. Cute.
That's coming home with me.
Do you see what the Matt cartoon is holding? It's the TARDIS Destruct, a.k.a. a Jimmy Dodger. He's holding a little little cartoon Jimmy Dodger on the front.
All right, it's a Jimmy Dodger, yeah. But I was promised a...
I walked into that shop, and I'm like, it's Christmas.
And something that is apparently quite difficult to get.
Well, no, it wasn't difficult to get. It was difficult to get in one piece.
That, too, is the Doctor Who 50th Anniversary Edition calendar.
I just like to cover.
Pass that over.
Oh, my.
And it is pretty.
11 doctors, 12 months. It's all good.
There they all are in the back.
I ordered it from Huna. And the first one, through no fault of theirs at all, came torn because of the in route. Like, you see the side of the box that it came in, the big score on the corner there. And so I emailed them and I said, I got this calendar and I'm giving it as a present and it was torn and what do I do? And they're like, well, just, you know, bring the other one up when you guys come up and I'll send you another one. I said, oh, I love you.
So yeah,
it's a giant calendar. I'm excited.
It is humongous.
It is, yeah, I love the style of it. It's, you know, silhouettes of each of the doctors, and interior of their silhouettes are clips or stills from the episodes. My God, Matt Smith does have a chin. A nose. Look
the
at
nose
that.
And the chin.
Nose and the chin. Defense. Get out of my head.
It's so much room.
I know.
Eccleston has quite a schnoz on
him.
He does.
Yes, he does. And the ears.
He has good ears, so.
Okay, well, you can't see that in the silhouette. I was going by the silhouette.
I miss.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous calendar. This is a slipcover.
This is a big calendar.
Huna. Huna.com. Tell them Pod Culture sent you.
Ding.
Maybe they'll actually sponsor us. And
at least it's hard to interrupt us.
And also from Huna, simply because I would not fit it in my luggage.
I saw that.
The Doctor Who 50th Anniversary Edition Monopoly.
They have
which is not like the Doctor Who Monopoly she got me last year.
Right there. Yep, right here. By me.
Yep. Yeah, because it's got the pieces in the 50th Anniversary one are for each doctor. There is a piece of celery. There is a scarf. There is...
Seventh umbrella. The second doctor's recorder. The fifth doctor's celery.
Nice.
11th doctor's bow tie. Sonic screwdriver. Fourth doctor's scarf. That kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like your previous one's a Matt Smith era solely.
And there's some Matt Smith stuff on here, too, but...
Not dissing the Matt, but...
Not anymore.
No, you like it now that he's got
he's better
now. Souffle girl.
But yeah, but you didn't solely get Doctor Who stuff.
He's
you
just
got
still it's the redhead thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
he got a lot of Green Lantern.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
It was like a Green Lantern Doctor Who Christmas.
Well, I never know what else to buy you.
Well, those are usually safe bets. But it's also for my family too.
That's true.
I got a bunch of Green Lantern stuff.
And the find of the season was the Lord of the Rings 15 disc Blu-ray set.
The uber fat ass get a catheter because your ass ain't leaving the couch.
Yeah.
Set.
Oh yeah, I have those.
I got it on Amazon and it was a shamefully good deal. I'm like, yeah, we're done that.
And watch them.
We haven't watched anything yet, but we have opened it.
Because I want to watch all the extra stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you have to split a Blu-ray movie onto two discs,
right.
You got a long damn movie.
You know it's extensive.
Yeah, so I'm like, how can they make a longer version of The Hobbit?
Because
the movie's already split into three, and the first one was 3 hours long.
We could get into that.
Yes, we'll be talking about that, because I want to talk to you about that.
Okay. Oh, we did should have a, literary to movie kind of discussion or something. Or we might have.
While I'm here.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
So, yeah, that's some of the highlights of the stuff I got. I got some great T-shirts, that kind of thing. Christina, what all did you get?
I had a Liam Neeson Christmas from Brad, and it was wonderful. he bought me the gray and Battleship and Unknown. Don't knock it. It's actually a good action movie. It's a crappy storyline, but it's a good action movie.
You just like it because it had Alexander Skarsgård in it.
He's beautiful. Battleship, The Gray, Unknown, which I'm excited to watch, and Clash of the Titans and Wrath of the Titans.
Yeah. Release the Crack. Just his Release the Crack. Oh my
God. Hello.
Yeah, so we watched. We hadn't seen the remake of Clash. I gotta love it because they brought out the owl.
Of course.
What's this?
One scene.
Never mind.
Just leave it.
What is this theory? I called my dad. I'm like, Dad, you'll never believe they have the owl in the new movie.
I'm like, they gotta have the owl. And sure enough,
I did admire the special effects. It was
oh yeah, some of the specs were just and awesome.
I got you Batman Dark Knight Rises on Blu-ray. What else? Ted. I got you Ted on Blu-ray.
Which we watched and it's so very, very wrong.
It's brilliant.
But it's actually
love it.
Really, it's raunchy as hell in some ways, but it's also really sweet in a couple other ways too.
If you love your teddy bear, it's a good movie.
I mean, it's funny as hell.
What else? I got... Well, he bought me my iPod before Christmas, so that was like my Christmas present. So I tried to make him promise not to buy me anything else.
Though I did. Those were all cheap.
I'm glad.
Because they were like Black Friday, picking over the carcass leftovers.
Oh, my
God. Because I went out at like 8 o'clock.
Good.
At night on the day after Thanksgiving and was poking around. I'm like, oh, okay, these will work.
They've even had time to clear away the bodies.
Right,
yeah. The chalk outlines are even gone, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful. Brad got me Scribblenauts on Steam. Scribblenauts Unlimited on Steam, which I'm so excited because it's fantastic. I loved the first two games.
Well, you didn't have a DS really to...
But you have one I could have borrowed.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But it's weird playing it on the computer because I've only played it on the DS so far, and it's just good. I'll talk about that later when we talk about games, but I'm enjoying it greatly.
I'll see. Andy?
I didn't get much. No, really, honestly. Christmas for me has long been not me. It's been more to get the kids stuff.
Well, what'd you get?
Yeah, but at the same point in time, it's so wonderful to have raised such a wonderful geek kid. The stuff I get him can be reciprocal.
So what'd you get him? What'd you get him?
We'll put it this way. Well, speaking of the games, we got all the Skyrim attachments,
nice.
All the DLC for Skyrim. And we played that over winter break. Walking Dead video on Xbox.
Good.
Again, I can talk about. I was very surprised. It's a very good story.
I've heard it's really good. I've got it for Steam on one of their like three-quarter off sales.
It's not a button mashing game. You make choices and for conversations that affects your relationships with people, and it doesn't pull punches. It's wow, that happened. Yep, sure enough.
Don't kill Glenn.
You meet a few characters from the main, timeline. Karen and I got some foam finding stuff. He wants to start. He has a friend who helps him make armor, so he's becoming a leather armor maker.
Nice. So, family business.
That'll be helpful for zombie apocalypse. It's hard to bite through a good chunk of leather.
Kind of got a nod to death.
Right. I mean, by that time, I think I can probably bash a skull in by then, I would hope. Come on. the game he shared with his mother is a Sims expansion or two.
Ooh.
They both love Sims.
Which one? What? Mm-hmm.
I don't play it. I don't know which ones and all. It's like, which ones do you want? Just get it.
Anything?
That's fine.
I kind of want to get the medieval one.
They have medieval, I know.
Do they like it?
They love it.
Okay.
They have something to do with mixing potions, so I guess that's...
Supernatural?
That sounds it, because there's vampires and werewolves and ghosts.
Yes, that is the of the Sims 1... the Make and Magic expansion pack.
Maybe
it's
that's
kind of
it.
A similar vein.
But yeah, they're talking about the funny part of making potions that do weird things to people and then leaving them in somebody else's house. And then watching that Sim walk up, drink the potion,
freak
and
out.
Have the bad effects of that potion. It's like,
aw,
that's...
Aw, man.
I never liked Sims.
Andy, I'm I'm going to have to go play this now.
I never liked the early Sims because it wasn't fishbowl enough for me. I couldn't just set up my people and watch them go. You had to. They weren't smart enough
to eat. They weren't as autonomous
eat.
As you want, right?
It's like they would die if I didn't make them eat.
Well, you could change the
they
level
tell
of
me,
autonomy.
They tell me now that it is so far advanced
right.
that you, I could just fishbowl it. I right. could set them up and let them go and see what happens.
Which is kind of hysterical.
It is.
Yeah.
I hear my wife, a quote from my wife, "This woman cannot cook anything without burning down her kitchen." You know, exasperated sigh. And you know,
lock him in a room, no bathroom.
Right. There was
lock him in a room and then erase the door. Well, okay. I think they do that to create
That's how you have to get
ghosts.
Yeah, that's how you don't have a choice.
Okay, that's I heard something about how you get a ghost
to,
in your house,
what, you
kill
you
somebody.
You get a random passerby. You can't it's bad to kill a family member, so you have to wait till somebody's passing
it's
by.
Find one you don't like
on the sidewalk.
Oops. Oh, wait.
Well, you don't I mean, I just feel guilty killing a family member cuz you named them after your family. So
there's a sound clip to pull.
Yeah, I feel guilty pulling
I
feel guilty killing
a family member. I kill a random passerby.
Hi, come to my house.
And it usually takes about 3 days for them to die. 3 sim days for them to die.
Can you do like Saw, make Saw stuff for them where they have to like gnaw off their arm or something?
Because they'll huddle in a ball and they'll cry and they'll pee themselves. And then they'll whine that they're hungry and then they die.
Sims is advanced to the point where Sims pee themselves.
Oh, they've always peed themselves. Okay, if they don't make it to the bathroom in time, or if you set up the house where it's not accessible, they'll pee the floor. And then their hygiene goes down, and their happiness goes down, and they're pissed off.
Pissed on.
Yeah.
She is
Ouch.
Evil to
I'm a
her Sims.
Sims. Yeah, I'm a Sims fan galore.
She's a Sims sadist.
No. I just thought it was funny when I made your little Sim as a scientist.
Oh, that's a joke right there.
No, I made him as, like, he followed the geek, you know, the geek path. And
Brad is Dr. Horrible.
Get out of my head.
Okay. But, like, I can see it. Give him a lab coat.
When they get
Felicia Day, yeah.
Well, when they get promoted, they'll get a new outfit. Like, they'll get a new work thing, a new work uniform. And when he got promoted, when he was finally, like, the mad scientist, he came home looking like Dr. Horrible. He had the white coat and the goggles on his head and the hair sticking up all spiky. Like, he looked like Dr. Horrible. And then he came right in, went into the kids' room, sat down on the floor, and talked to the teddy bear. I kid you not. It was like real life.
Brad was in the game. Brad, how did this?
But I think it ended up being David Tennant's child, but that's okay. I need to start playing this game again.
I'm sorry. I started this again.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. But I think I got myself a couple of new swords and stuff,
nice.
And geez, not much else really.
But that's cool.
I think I was spoke to Brad on Facebook the other restarted. We had let our last year's big gift, the Knights of the Old Republic, we had let it kind of expire. We kind of petered out our enthusiasm for it, and
it's free now.
It was free to play now, but I also went ahead and the kiddo now has a paid.
And nice.
You know, paid subscription back to it. He's enjoyed it. If he can keep his grades up, he might actually get to play. If not, I will. Although I just know, you know, I've been poking around now that happened over winter break for the holidays. They have really condensed the servers. Finally,
really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
I mean, when I first
to.
Played, there were too many. It seemed.
And then I remember you saying, like, everybody you knew was on another server.
Exactly.
Really
I knew a dozen people that played, and maybe two of them were on the same server. So it made it just... So maybe, you know, maybe that could be something to pick one.
That's cool.
And have a bunch of people see if they can at least throw a character on there and do something
Since
with that.
Since it's free, what, do you have to do a... I wonder if Vogue's got anybody on the server. Or if they've got the thing, or if we can just
that could
start
be
our own thing.
It is always nice to know people who are already there and can help you get established.
Is it
available on Steam?
No, but it's on Origin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you can, it's the same kind
download.
Of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know that the Horde House has an official guild on its
on
Drinden for WoW.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what servers my wife plays, but yeah.
I don't know either. But
that'll be fun.
That was a little bit of Christmas stuff. What did you guys get? Let us know. Call into the voicemail line. All that kind of fun stuff. Yeah, but I think we have some responses to that because we posted earlier while we were getting ready to record.
From our beautiful friend Treva. Hi, Treva.
Okay, Treva. I hate Facebook sometimes. I don't know if you got my post, but here it is. We did.
Yeah, apparently we did.
We did.
We had a very geeky Christmas. She's saying her. Got an AT-AT bag, a Jane hat, zombie socks, and Just Dance 4.
I like the zombie socks. I want to see a picture of them.
Jason got a 10th Doctor Sonic screwdriver, a Jane hat, and power strip. I think that's supposed to be and or Uno power strip. So you either got one, but either way, you got a power strip.
You
got
power strip made of cards.
You got a Green Lantern Uno.
Yes, that's right. I did get a Green Lantern Uno. Like, where the hell did you find this?
Amazon.
And Josiah.
Your little baby.
Little geekling. Star Wars counting book, a plush X-Wing, and a train / Lego table.
I love it.
So, yeah, you're raising the geek right. Awesome.
Eric had one of those little train Lego tables. Aww.
So, very, very cool.
Very good.
So, keep watching the Pod Culture Facebook page. Occasionally, we pop up questions on there when
Especially on Fridays.
Yeah. We don't have a set recording like day. Well, it's usually like every other Friday. What? You were cackling over there, Mr. Andy.
Oh, no. I was just, looking at your posts. And it's like, okay.
I got a girly geeky present. I wish it was a Pandorica bracelet, but it's a Pandora bracelet from Brad's mom. And normally I'm not girly. But this is like the nicest piece of jewelry I own.
I kept them. Don't open the box. Nothing good ever happens. Right.
I believe that if you have, here, Pandora people. I think the bead it should come with should say hope on it. I think that would be cool. But
two people just got that literary joke.
I don't care. Two is all that matters.
Yeah, we were in the room.
But she got me a Big Ben charm, a double-decker bus with the Union Jack roof on it.
So it looks like the General Limey.
Yeah, right. General Limey. And a koala bead. And I love it. It's absolutely beautiful. And I never thought I would have anything. Like, I never thought I would have one to collect beads for.
So it jumps the Thames with a God Save the Queen. God Save the Queen.
But now
the doctor drained the Thames.
That's true.
But now I'll have to collect all the other geek beads.
Make I'm not knocking the whole Pandorica thing, but that's a hell of a racket.
What, the Pandora thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Pandora. It's like Build-A-Bear for grown-ups. It really is.
Those little fucking beads are like $40 a pop.
They really are expensive. That's why when she gave it to me, I almost cried. It's like, I don't deserve anything fancy. I'm not, like, I don't own fancy jewelry. I can't handle it. Like, I don't want anything fancy. Like, because if anything happens to it or I lose it,
I'll be broken.
Horrid. Yeah, I feel horrid. Like, the most.
Andy, just open a Coke.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm like, are you feeling all right, Andy?
Oh, move down.
But I've got I've got rings that I wear all the time from my grandmother, but they're not expensive. They're only sentimental. I've got my Stonehenge ring that's made of a blue stone that's made of the same stone Stonehenge.
What the hell were we watching where it was stone from Stonehenge was a protection of something?
I'm like, bullshit. I'm wearing stone from Stonehenge. They're making it up.
What the hell?
They called it something else. I'm like, I was just there. That's not correct. But
what the hell?
It's protection from magic plus one.
I don't remember.
Oh,
well,
I'm sorry.
That's
my D&D group tomorrow night.
Oh, Lost Girl.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Lost Girl. Yeah. Lost Girl season 3 started.
No, not yet.
No.
But we had a very geeky Christmas.
Yes, we did, and it was quite nice because it was spread over a couple of days, so you didn't have to like rush.
Yeah, I like that.
And I always like hearing about Brad's adventures in candy making.
Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, candy making was as always was an experience. because we had, you know,
Breaking Brad.
Yeah, Breaking Brad, because it was it was like making meth. I should have made a batch of blue stuff. I know
you should have. It would have been. I would have taken pictures.
Crystal meth candy.
Yay! It would have been brilliant.
One of these years, I'm gonna mess with everybody, and like for peppermint, I'll make it red. For the Red Hots, I'll make them blue. Because I mean, he's
diabolical.
He's mean.
Oh, and I'm telling
you, he made was it spearmint or peppermint ones that he didn't use any color for. He just
peppermint.
It was just the natural color of the sugar cooked.
Yeah, and it looked like a rock of meth.
No. It had a kind of yellow tinge to it. So I'm thinking, ooh, lemon.
Butterscotchy.
I'm like,
no,
lemon might be really good. No, that was not lemon.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I got some experiments planned for next year. Because there's always one kind of disaster every year. Luckily, it wasn't the hard candy this year.
This year, that was Emily's disaster.
Yes, and the taffy.
She tried to make homemade taffy, and when it congealed and it splintered, it got on the floor, which, okay, sweep it up. No, it stuck to the floor. They had to scrape it off.
They're still scraping, finding bits of that stuff up.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the year my dad and my uncle, which sadly both are no longer with us, They started this Red Hot shit. Well, they poured it into a glass pan.
Oh.
Yeah, bad plan there. And then probably forgot to score it.
It solidified
into this like big chunk of Red Hot in a glass pan, which you can't really whack or you're going to break the pan. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to do all this stuff and they're chiseling it out. Shards and just little splinters of Red Hot got everywhere, and we found it for years.
That shit smelled good, though, when the house got warm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing about making the Red Hots and stuff. One, it's a super easy recipe to make. I'll tell it to you right now. Take you like 5 minutes, if that. 2 cups of sugar. 2/3 a cup of Karo corn syrup, which is like the white syrup. And a cup of water. Pour all that together, mix it up, and very slowly bring it up to what they call a hard crack. And it's around 325 degrees, and we're talking U.S. measurements here.
If you have a baking thermometer, it'll tell you.
Yeah, do the math. Or every once in a while, kind of keep an eye out. If it looks like it's starting to get about there, take a little drop, put in a glass of cold water. If it instantly balls up, you pull that ball out, and it's hard, you're ready.
It was like watching Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad. It was great.
Yeah, because you know, I got to hand this off to the next generation. You know, now I'm the expert. I got to pass down the wisdom here.
True.
So otherwise,
you have to have your own Padawan, right?
Because if anything happens to you, nobody's going to make them.
Well, everybody knows how to make them. It's the easiest freaking recipe.
He just told us all.
Yeah.
Just went out on the internet.
Yeah, it is. You can find this everywhere, because base for the candy is the same for any flavor that you want to do. All you do is change the oil.
He just likes to mix up the oils to make weird flavors.
Yeah, I did this year. I did an apple cinnamon one.
It was tasty.
A little bit too much in a way of cinnamon, because I did like a full dram, which is the full dose of apple oil, and like half a dram of the cinnamon. And the cinnamon oil is so powerful, it overpowered it just a little bit.
I think you should add vanilla into it and see. I think that tastes like pie.
Well, I did that last year when I made root beer. You can't really add vanilla to the mix because vanilla is not really an oil. There's not a vanilla oil. But what I've done is when we go to package the candy and stuff, we will have powdered sugar on them. Basically, we take the batch out, shake it up in some powdered sugar, and then parcel it out like
jelly babies.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't stick
well
to each other.
When I went to do the root beer batches, I got some vanilla, and I had a sifter. I put the powdered sugar in there, dumped the vanilla in there, sifted everything real good a few times to get everything fine and get that vanilla mixed in. And then
beautiful.
When you got a piece of the vanilla or a piece of the root beer out, it was like a root beer float.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
They were so good.
It was awesome.
That's why I think you should do lemon and vanilla, because then it would taste like lemonade.
Ooh, that could work, too. Or orange or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go to Hobby Lobby and get some more stuff. And maybe I keep trying to get them to do like an Easter candy day.
We should, because it'd be pretty.
It would be fun.
You know,
or just Geek Cuisine Labs.
We could do like a stained glass window with all your.
That would be Studio C.
Right. Because I found some new recipes this year I'd like to try. Had I had time, I have this new recipe for cookies that I was going to try.
Hey, those mint cookies you made were good.
No, I found this recipe for flourless chocolate fudge cookies. And it's cocoa. I don't know the proportions. I have it written down. It's cocoa, powdered sugar, and egg whites. And chocolate chips are optional, but I would put them in. And they were absolutely amazing. Your cousin made them.
Which one?
Beth.
Okay.
They were wonderful.
No, that's my aunt.
But Jamie made them.
Okay.
Wonderful. Absolutely. It tasted like fudge. They were so good. I'm like, how do you make this without flour? They were wonderful. So, yeah, I'm going to try those.
Is that for, I guess, can't handle the grains or?
No, she just found it and thought they were good.
Okay. Well, you know, some people make recipes because
like gluten-free stuff.
Gluten-free stuff. Mm-hmm. That they're trying it. So that sounds pretty cool. But let us know what you guys got. Anything good and geeky? Please let us know because we've been geeking a long time here. And it's time to take a break.
Time for sugar.
Mmm.
Here we are at my favorite place,
oh boy,
where they make sandwiches
them.
Mmm!
It's a sandwich song, sing along. Sandwiches for everyone. The hardest part of making it's deciding on ingredients. I wish I could make up my mind.
Yeah, hurry up, I'm hungry, come on.
But they got white or wheat or rye or pumpernickel, whole wheat, half wheat, well grain or pumpernickel, Italian, French muffin, gluten-free, pumpernickel, crust on. Crust off, crust on, crust off the sandwich. It's sandwich song, sing along. Sandwiches for everyone. The hardest part of making it's deciding on ingredients. I wish I could make up my mind.
Just order something.
But I want brown mustard, yellow mustard, ranch, oil and vinegar, two kinds of mayonnaise, olives and banana peppers, peanut butter, cucumbers, pickles and Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, baby!
Crust on, crust off. Crust on, crust off the sandwich. It's a sandwich song, sing along. Sandwiches for everyone. The hardest part of making it's deciding on ingredients. I wish I could make up my mind.
Oh, look at all the cheese.
I like Swiss cheese, provolone, pepper jack,
American
mozzarella, sharp cheddar. I gotta have ricotta, string cheese. Yes, please, melt a little Gouda.
Gouda.
Crust on, crust off, crust on, crust off the sandwich. It's sandwich song, sing along, sandwiches for everyone. Hard part of making it, deciding on ingredients. I wish I could make up my mind.
You know, you are really, 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 really irritating.
Hey, what about meat?
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, too bad. They got turkey, ham, meatballs, bologna, salami, roast beef, tuna fish, chicken, and pastrami. Bacon, 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 bacon. And for people like you. Try the teriyaki tofu. Crust on, crust off, crust on, crust off the sandwich. It's a sandwich song, sing along. Sandwiches for everyone. The hardest part of making it's deciding on ingredients. I wish I could make up my mind.
Hey, did you bring any money?
I got 50 cents.
Let's go get a gas station corn dog.
Okay.
It's time to recharge the batteries with a little geek cuisine. And, Andy, you've got the first of what will be a holiday-themed doubleheader.
Yep. Ho, ho, holy shit, you have Christmas leftovers.
Translated, shit we bought on discount.
Yep.
Well, you never know what kind of weird stuff you'll find.
Hey.
This could be good. I mean, here we go right now. We have M&M White Chocolate Peppermint. And having just opened the bag, I think my sinuses were cleared already.
Yeah, I can smell those from across the room.
Ew.
Have some.
I will have some, because they're beautiful.
I will have some as well. Good sir.
Twist my arm to eat some chocolate of any flavor. Dark chocolate, white chocolate.
But white chocolate isn't really chocolate, though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I don't.
Does it have any cocoa content in it?
Let me check the ingredients. Oh, my gosh. These are good.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar, cocoa butter.
The W on them stands for wow.
cocoa butter.
See, smart ass. Smart A-pens.
Wow, these are like menthol.
I can breathe.
I mean, yeah, the peppermint is strong. The peppermint is strong in this one.
I was waiting for that.
And had to.
The force is strong in this one.
They are beautiful.
I may buy a bag of these instead of cough drops.
I want to drop them in some hot chocolate.
You want to drop everything into some hot chocolate?
Yes. You blame me?
No.
No.
Well, not so much today because it's nice outside, but when it gets chilly,
I don't know. It's like January and it's the better part of 60-something degrees, which, mind me, I'm not complaining. If this is global warming, I'm all for it.
I had my little bit of snow.
It's all fun and games until your polar ice cap melts.
Yeah, right.
We're far enough inland, we'd probably be all right.
We'll have beachfront property in a few years.
I don't want to lose New York. I love New York.
Okay. So we'll just have to wear
Sandy
summer.
Sandy tried.
Oh, I know.
That you went, fuck you.
Yeah. These are really good. Wholeheartedly recommend.
Andy's doing some damage to that bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blaming.
I'm doing the dissecting, biting one in half, checking.
I did that too. I did that too. Just make sure it's actually white chocolate.
Yep, it is totally just white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Hard, you know, M&M outer shell.
We win.
Oh, yes, this is full of whim.
These are tasty, tasty stuff.
Okay, I'm going to put these down.
But we got other stuff.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
Maybe. Do they have palate cleanser or anything? Yeah, screw it. This will work. But in the keeping in the holiday theme of leftovers that we got cheap is limited edition, which is something I've always found amusing about food.
What?
Limited edition.
Yeah.
Just seems weird.
Why? It's a holiday thing.
All natural Stacy's pita chips.
It makes them sound collectible.
I like pita chips.
Like you're going to leave this bag of pita chips on the shelf.
I know a guy that has...
It's 1980.
I know a guy that has a bag of 20-plus-year-old tortilla chips.
Okay, he wins.
That'll be Glenn.
It'll be Glenn and his Batarang from the original 89 Batman movie.
Batman tortilla chips.
Yeah.
I was just telling my auntie
that are probably
that.
Sharper than a Batarang by now.
I was
now.
Just telling my auntie about that today, and she didn't believe me.
He can send pictures. So Stacy's Pita Chips, simply gingerbread. Zero trans fat, baked, and delicious.
I love gingerbread. I have to tell the story. Kurt and Jen, fellow podcasters and friends of ours, had come up for... they were on their way to Cincinnati for Christmas, and they... came up to have lunch with us on their way through, and we were talking about gingerbread houses and how it would be cool to have a gingerbread TARDIS. And I said, I personally would go all mental and make it like light up. You know, I would go crazy and I'd make it light up. And that same day we went to Staples, and a worker there saw my Snow Dalek shirt and came running up to me and said, oh my God, I love your shirt. I'm in the culinary class at Sullivan, and you'll never guess what my seasonal project was. It was a gingerbread TARDIS, and look, it lights up. I'm like, you are the winnest person ever. I said, we were just talking about that, and it's perfect. She made a little gingerbread mat with a little gingerbread fez and little icing Daleks. It was gorgeous.
This fez is cool.
No, the
he's finally ginger.
The coolest gingerbread house I have ever seen was in Foxtrot. Jason, you know, the youngest child.
Love him.
Makes a gingerbread man. He has a candy cane, little sprinkles around the bottom half of the gingerbread man's head, and they got a little candy ball on his other hand. And he explains it. You know, it's a gingerbread house. You know, here's his cane, beardy stubble, and a candy Vicodin.
Gingerbread house. I need to catch up on that.
Yep.
And he talks like this.
Instead of like this.
I love him.
All right, Hugh.
I love him. Thicky black, thicky out of thicky.
So, man, they are, wow, they're really gingerbread smelly.
And I love that they're solid. So you can't easily eat a shitload
of
these.
Yeah, solid as a rock.
No, but they're
pita chips are, by their nature, dried out husks of pita bread.
And I love them.
So it's somebody had all this stale pita, all these stale pitas, and went, let's make some shit out
exactly.
of this.
Exactly. We can't throw it away. Let's just do something with it. We'll bake it.
Right.
I mean, because of the nature of pita chips, you cannot just scoop them and eat them as quickly.
You can't accidentally eat the whole container of sugar and cinnamon Pringles, like I did.
Like somebody, yeah, personal experience.
Like I did.
Now, these would be good. This would be a good, I think, movie fare if you're sitting on the couch watching a movie. A bag of these between a couple of folks.
If you were eating these at the movie, I would have to kick somebody in the head.
They're a little bit high in carbs. They're 19 carbs for 7 chips, but 7 chips will last you a while.
The only problem is you'd have to make sure it was a action adventure movie. These things are crunchy as all get out. I think you'd lose dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. All natural. No trans fat. They're baked. No MSG. And they're low in saturated fat. 4% of your daily allowance of iron.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're a hell of a lot more healthy than the M&Ms. But still, M&Ms like chocolate.
Mmm.
I mean, like, I'm looking at the ingredients, and the first ingredient is enriched wheat flour. And then you have things like brown sugar, cinnamon, ginger, sea salt, natural gingerbread flavor.
I did detect
molasses.
That.
I mean, nutmeg and cloves, malted barley flour, rosemary extract.
I don't know. This sounds entirely too healthy. Like, I don't think I like it as much anymore.
It's stuff that occurs in nature.
My body's going, what the hell are you doing here? Cut that out.
Well, enough of that crap.
I like them. I like that. I think they're good.
So,
I think they're tasty. Actually.
Thumbs up on the M&Ms?
Yep.
Oh, definitely.
Thumbs up on the pita chips?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we will be back with more.
Reluctantly.
Yeah, if I have to.
I have to eat something healthy.
And we will be back with more of the show. Right after I find where the hell the stop button is on this thing.
Push the button, Brad.
Hi, this is Kevin Batchelder. And this is the Saturday B Movie Reel.
Do something. Shoot it! Shoot it!
That's about describes it, yeah.
All right, everybody stay here.
We look specifically at the Sci-Fi Channel's original movies. You know the ones. The ones that air on Saturday night.
Be known throughout the ages as an instant classic.
We need a bigger gator!
Limb cutting, yes. And blood squirting from...
Flying limbs, I called it in my notes.
What could go wrong?
We look on a regular basis at the movies as they come out, and since there have been over 200 of them, we do go back and look at many of them that are now out on DVD. By this point, I had completely forgotten any semblance of seeing if this actually makes any sense from a plot point of view. So come on by, get involved, and have some fun.
Check us out at SaturdayBMovieReel.com.
A geek may not live by movies alone. We're back with a little TV and DVD talk. So what have we been watching?
Movies.
Well, you can't just live on them. There's got to be other stuff on there, too.
But I've been watching movies on Netflix.
Well, you just ruined my whole opening there, didn't you?
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some combustible lemons.
Okay. I'll make.
Burn your apartment down.
With lemons!
It makes most of his stuff anyway.
Oh, she's got a point. Damn you and your logical thinking. What have you been watching, Christina?
I have been watching lots of Netflix. I watched I was on a David Tennant kick. I was feeling sad and lonely the other
Imagine
day.
Imagine that, David Tennant.
I was on a David Tennant kick. So I watched The Decoy Bride, which is not normally something I would watch because I would normally classify it as a chick movie. But a chick movie with a Time Lord kind of, you know, makes it watchable.
Oh, the 96 Doctor Who movie.
Timey-wimey.
Hello. Hello, Paul. Call me.
You've seen what he looks like now, right?
Still hot.
He's lovely.
He's lovely.
Sorry.
I mean,
still hot.
He didn't age quite as bad as...
Still hot. Anyway, The Decoy Bride was very cute. It wasn't as twee as I thought it was going to be. I liked it. And then I watched two completely the opposite end of the spectrum. I watched United, which Andy will help me out. It is a movie version of the events of the crashing of the plane that had
Flight 93.
No. The flight that killed a
almost
large
the entire Manchester United football team.
Oh, gotcha,
team.
gotcha.
Not in the mountains. They didn't eat each other. No, we're not talking that one.
Mm-mm.
Different movie franchise.
Right. Dougray Scott was in it. And David Tennant. And, I just looked him up. Thomas Howe, who played in Downton Abbey as William. It was just brilliant. I mean, I appreciate football anyway, but I didn't know the whole story behind the crashing of the plane.
That was a big tragedy at the time.
And,
that it's lessened now.
An entire city wept. An entire city, half a country came together and had to put itself back together. I mean, I look at how huge college teams are here in Louisville. And after watching United, I think if the U of L team, God forbid, if something happened to the U of L team, it would be that same sort of, I mean, I'm not wishing anything on anybody. I'm just saying it's that it would be that same sort of community mourning that would happen. And it was just, it was guttingly beautiful. And David Tennant was brilliant. There's a certain scene where it hits him that most of the team is either dead or dying. And there's a scene with where he's by himself that if it does not make you cry, I don't know what's wrong with you. it made me get on the internet in the middle of the night and read up more about it. So add it to your Netflix queue and watch it. I don't think you have to truly appreciate football as a sport to appreciate the movie. I think you can just appreciate the movie for what it is. I think you can appreciate the story for what it is.
For Yanks, for American fans, there was an American football movie mm-hmm. made a couple years ago, had Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. Very similar theme. About the Marshall University mm-hmm. Thundering Herd. Same situation where the plane went down and many of the coaches and players were killed. And, you know, how the community came together, how they just, you know, because it's what these young men did, you know, they rebuilt the team and they moved on and you know, rebuilt and mm-hmm. just had to.
These were kids. Kids, young, early 20s kids, and the things that they had to go through and the things that they witnessed after the crash and, you know, seeing their friends and their teammates dead beside them and dragging each other out of exploding planes. And, I mean, it was a really good movie, and I highly recommend it to anybody, even if you don't care about football as a sport. It's just a good story.
And it's got a Time Lord.
And it's got David Tennant and Dougray Scott, who may have not aged well, but he's still a hottie. Just saying.
Anything else you've been watching?
I started watching a sitcom called, a Britcom, called Him and Her, with the lovely Mr. Russell Tovey. Alonzo. George.
George. Does he cry?
No, but he does that little squealy thing when he gets upset. He does that same squeaky voice thing when he gets upset.
Squeaky voice thing. Good luck from you.
It was recommended to me from my dear friend James, who recommends nothing but good things. So I had high hopes. And I love Russell Tovey. But I'm having a hard time getting into it. It's a couple, boyfriend, girlfriend. It takes place in their flat, and they never leave the flat. The thing is, it all takes place in their two-room apartment. And
oh, the honeymooners.
One of these days.
I watch it simply to go, oh my God, my apartment is immaculate. Where I live is in an immaculate palace.
In comparison.
Yes, exactly. Like, he's terrified of spiders, and he finds one on the floor, so what he does is he just puts a mug over it and leaves it there and prays nobody knocks it over. Like, he's on the bed behind her, hiding behind her while they're arguing about who's going to kill the spider.
I showed my picture, a picture to my wife earlier this week, just that same sort of thing where a bowl or mug was sitting on the kitchen floor and next to it was pinned a note. Do not move this mug unless you plan on killing what is underneath.
I mean, I've done that with crickets just until Brad gets home, but I would kill it if I had to. But it's interesting. I mean, he's funny. He's normal Russell Tovey, funny, charming, warm. It's weird to see him crass. It's weird to see him a horn dog. It's weird to see him not George. But
yeah, because Alonzo and George,
they're gentlemen, and he is not. He's sweet and kind, but he's not a gentleman. And they have a quirky, weird, creepy upstairs neighbor. It's going to grow on me, I'm sure. But right now, he's the only thing that's keeping me watching it.
Mr. Andy?
On my own, that's all I've been watching.
Well, as far as Netflix, because I still do get the... Oh. I have the plan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go for it.
You just said Netflix. Yep. I'm still sucked into the whole Survival Man versus Wild shows, and I don't know why, because it's grossing me out, but I still can't stop watching it.
Once you start Seal pissing skin on jacket?
Seal skin jacket.
He lost me at pissing on his shirt and putting it on his head.
It's grossing me out, but I don't know why I can't stop watching it, because in every episode, there's something interesting that I might need to know someday, and I can't stop watching.
Why would you need to know how to make a sealskin jacket?
No, like, he'll talk about hydration and the things that will dehydrate you, like, just on a regular basis, let alone being out in the wild. You know, like, but by the time you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like he teaches you things that...
high school soccer coach would know.
Right, well, yeah. But, I mean, and I'm also half watching these while I'm also playing my games in bed. So I'm doing two things at the same time. So I'm not just sitting there watching them. I'm half watching it and half playing my game, which is probably why I don't go to sleep.
And the fact that he has a tush.
Yeah, why is he always taking his pants off? Always. He's always naked in every... Like, there's some point in every episode where he's naked. Why?
Is that a drinking game for the show?
It's going to have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, and I understand that he's explaining how to, even though you're in the Arctic, if you're wet... You're warmer, you know, if your clothes are wet and you're freezing to death, you're warmer without your clothes on. Okay. But you don't need to show us, you know? And like,
not Cameraman, that, focus on neck up, please.
Not that I mind cute Englishman butt, but still.
Really pasty.
There is no such thing.
We were talking about that off mic.
Is he really English?
Like, I don't think he's really English. He must be a football player. He must be a soccer player. But I mean, like, he'll explain interesting things that help you, that will help you on any regular basis about nutrition and hydration and, you know, being in the sun too long and what to look out for heat stroke and stuff like that. It's interesting, but I don't know why I can't stop watching them.
Because you're a
nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome.
Go ahead.
Mr. Teacher?
Well, back to Netflix. We still have the plan where we do get one DVD at a time because not everything is streaming that you want to watch.
No, that's true.
And my current run of DVDs that I've been getting sent is an old, and I hadn't remembered. I remembered them more fondly than they actually were as I'm rewatching them.
Uh-oh.
An old series. I believe it was a BBC series. I'll have to look it up.
Ready.
I should have looked it up.
Bring it.
But Sean Bain, and they're action romance, and they're really based off a series of novels, but Sharp's Rifles.
That rings a bell.
Napoleonic War. And Sean Bain plays a soldier who gets promoted to, you know, a sergeant who gets promoted to an officer, lieutenant, and
there
then takes
she goes,
over.
End it to the queue.
No, I'm just looking it up to see why it rings a bell with me.
Yeah, but it's Sean Bain, you know, and he hasn't died yet.
He hasn't lost his head.
He hasn't died yet. I mean, that's a YouTube clip for somebody to look up. It's there. Sean Bain dies in movies a lot. It's just saying. There went his head. Sorry, Eddard.
So you should have known that was coming.
Yeah.
Even if you hadn't read the books.
Hello. But, you know, that's been my – I've been watching those, getting those run. My wife has been tearing through Netflix lately.
She was on
DS9 when I left the house today to come here. She had never done DS9 before.
She needs to come over.
Just once they couldn't have had him going through the holosuite as Hawk.
I mean, leather jacket, wraparound shades.
Really?
Damn.
Especially when he got thrown back in time to the Bell Riots.
Yeah. I just want to hit Spencer, you fool. You honky fool. I just wanted to hear it. I just wanted to hear it once. But didn't happen. Yeah, DS9 was actually one of my favorite. I think it was my favorite. Once they got past that first season and got into some of the political machinations that I hadn't really considered, you know, wow, that had some more depth to the Star Trek.
The fact that
universe.
They had to trick the Romulans in the Dominion War?
Yeah. I mean, it was well done. I thought it had a little more depth, and it became definitely less formulaic and episodic.
Of all the series.
He spent a long time as Sharp.
Well, they even did a recent Sharp in the past few years. I mean, it's kind of like, oh, here we go. And I don't know why, but.
Why the hell not?
I think there's over a dozen in my queue. I know that much.
Julian Fellows was in it, and then he went on to do things like Downton Abbey.
There we have it, because there's only 12 actors in England. But, you know, that's what I've been watching. What else has been around? Well, I mean, our traditional now, we look at all the movies about Christmas and themes like that. We decided that our official household Christmas music, Christina will appreciate this, is Love Actually.
Woo! All my boys in the same movie.
Yeah, I knew she would be very appreciative. Hey, look, there's... Yeah.
You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say it. That's something I would say if I was
somebody
drunk.
Somebody get her. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, because if it's possible to be a puddle on the floor just from a promo for a movie, it's like, okay, Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Alan Rickman,
mm-hmm.
I win. I just win. There's all the win.
Okay, them or Oswin?
All of them together.
Chiwetel? In that movie?
Yes, that's right. I forgot about Chiwetel. He is there.
Can't spell it, but by God, we can say it.
That's right, because he was all about Keira Knightley, and I hated her then, too.
She's still fucking skinny.
Her teeth just irk me.
She's English.
No, but it's not. It's not even.
And there go three
her
listeners.
Jaw.
Yeah,
her,
sorry, folks.
It's her jawline that it's very sharp. And it makes her look very angular, and I think that's what I don't like about her, is that she looks very angular.
Colin Firth?
That's right.
Bill Nighy?
Bill.
Emma Thompson?
What did I... That was the
Martin Freeman? Hello!
That was the only movie I did not like Alan Rickman in, because he made Emma Thompson cry.
Yeah, he was.
And
a
if
of
you
a
make
bastard.
Emma Thompson cry, you're on my shit list.
So, he's on your shit list.
Just for that movie.
Rick? The sheriff from Walking Dead? Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah.
To hear him talking, you know.
It's just
natural.
A lot of people hate that movie.
I don't know why. For us, it's just one of those, we do love that movie. It's just such a little collection of you know, vignettes that all intertwine and connect. That's our Christmas movie. I made my wife was looking the other day through DVD. She had gone through Lord of the Rings again. She said, I need something else to watch. And so I suggested Outlaw Josie Wales. She said, that's why I don't ask you.
Smart girl.
Yeah. But I looked around again.
Rebel Vampire.
Yeah. If I had a copy.
You want a copy?
Don't say that.
I ended up getting for her birthday a copy because she had watched it on Netflix. Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. She owns it now.
Oh, my goodness.
She wanted it. She loved
Which
it.
Which is the one with John Barrowman?
It's a third one.
Okay.
Something three.
But yeah.
One of those made for $1.98.
Yeah. The original Doctor Who budgets.
Yeah.
Wobbly sets.
But, you know, I pulled out something that she actually hadn't seen that was on her shelf. A friend of mine and I saw him buy it and I bought it. It's an ancient old TV series. It's awful. God, it's awful. But it's one of the first things Heath Ledger did.
Okay.
Roar. Basically, it's about 2,000 years old Celts versus Romans.
There's
some of the mythos and stuff around that. It's bloody awful. It's horrible writing. It's hokey and everything else. But it's just it was one of those just, you know, I call that my Q Glenn here.
Right.
You know, I would call that, yeah, for there. But, you know, I don't even know if she watched them all. I know she watched a few, and I think she may have actually had to have put it aside because it was just
that bad.
Groan worthy. Well, I mean, I rewatched them all, and it's like I realized, well, this was a TV series. And,
right.
You know, it wasn't high budget or anything, and it was bad. But, you know, it's now nice to be able to have some things on the TV and then having an Xbox going at the same time.
Right.
Now too. That comes
right
in handy. But I've been playing a few too many games to have watched a lot of movies, really.
Games are good, and games have a story.
Games do. They tell
That's
a story.
That's true.
Like, I choose your own adventure. See, we've been watching...
Start with the newest one, because that was a good one.
The newest... Oh, the newest series?
The one we started.
The one we started? There is... Have you watched... it's a Jason Statham paramovies, The Transporter?
Yes.
There's a TV series based on The Transporter now.
It's fabulous.
It's not starring Jason Statham. It's another actor.
Can't afford that, yes.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
I liked the first one. And
it's like James Bond meets The Transporter.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, because he is
He was Bond.
A little bit of Human Target kind of thrown in.
He's handsome.
I think he's in his contract. I have to be a badass.
He's handsome and he's suave and he's cool. And he's got Q who does the car, not Q, who does the cars for him. And I really hope it takes off because I mean, they're not going to be able to afford to keep doing it because of all the stunt drivers they'll have to hire, but it's just really cool. And there's swearing and boobs. There's nudity and swearing.
Oops. Yeah, boobs. It's Canadian TV. Mm-hmm. Canadian there's, production, like
there's F words and boobs.
Like real Lost Girl is not the.
So they're driving around they're driving around in wilderness and same damn trees.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I saw those trees in Stargate.
I saw all those trees in Caprica.
Yeah.
But I think it's really good. I've enjoyed it so far.
Remind us, what is the title of this?
Transporter the Series.
That was too easy. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Okay.
Yep. I've been like two or three episodes.
I hope they can afford to keep making them.
Then, let's see. Justified just came back for a fourth season.
Yay, Olyphant.
Yep. Not as keen on it right now.
I haven't seen.
Yeah, it started off kind of weak.
Boy Crowder is still the sexiest criminal on television.
Yeah, losing his hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's so deadpan serious.
His
delivery.
Diction and his inflection and how smart he is for being a
good old boy.
Yeah. That is
a... Yep, and he plays it up. Yep, I'm just a good old boy who's already calculated five moves ahead.
And I like that.
He's Moriarty.
Yeah,
he's Moriarty.
He doesn't really raise his voice at all.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just...
And it's the calm that's scary. And I like that. Like, he doesn't have to be shoot 'em up scary. He can be calm and scary, and he can quote Shakespeare and the Bible and be scary.
I think he did in this last one.
And that's when I said that. And that right there is why Boyd Crowder is sexy.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.